Hey everybody, welcome back in. It's the Madman Club Betting Podcast. And here we go, guys. It's week number 10 in college football, week number 9 in the NFL. As we dive right in, guys, we have got a slate of games this week. Several plays that we've got. And again, guys, that dog of the week that we give out every single week. Before we get started, make sure you smash that follow button, hit that like button, get over and check us out on all of our social media plays, get over to YouTube, check us out on YouTube, our full podcast on YouTube, as well as all of our reels, get over to the podcast platform and you can check out our podcast, give us a 5-star review, help us climb up on that platform as well, and guys, get over to madmanclub.com. Check out our website. Get over there and get registered today. All of our college plays, all of our NFL plays, and guys, that one everybody loves, that Madman Dog of the Week every single week. We're going to go into a recap here for last week. We'll touch on some of this stuff that went on last week. Not a great weekend for the Madman Club, but at the end of the day, we understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. We are wanting to get through the year and make sure we are plus units by the end of the year. As you guys know, this is how we rate our plays. It's how we bet our plays. So last week, it looks like we did lose one unit off of our grand total. College was not great. Iowa State, of course, they didn't show up. Ended up getting blown out by BYU. Washington was a winner. Oklahoma, every opportunity in that game. Mississippi, just a good football team. Mississippi's going to make a deep run into this playoff, I have a feeling. Look out for Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss running Rebels. Arkansas had the game. It was tied. Look up, 2 minutes later, they're down by 2 touchdowns. Auburn ended up blowing them out. LSU never got off the bus. You would think being at home, that would help them play a little bit better down in Death Valley. They did not. Texas A&M, along with Ole Miss, that's another team that I feel like will make a deep run in the playoffs. Coach Elko's got that team playing ball, undefeated as they move on into their season. Cincinnati, Baylor. Baylor, love the play, love the number, the way the line moved. They didn't have a shot. Cincinnati jumped on them from the start and never looked up. Memphis, another nice call we had. We added that play late. Memphis catching 5 at South Florida. Really liked it. Memphis coming off that upset loss as a 21-point favorite to UAB right after UAB fired their coach. So Memphis come out ready to play. They did go down by 2 touchdowns in the fourth. Come back and won the game. So nice play with Memphis. Syracuse blown out by Georgia Tech. Texas Tech, we got that one. We got Indiana. Both of those were blowouts. The over on Eastern Michigan. A lot of play down inside the 20. Didn't come away with any points. That line falls under the total. So that was a loss as well. Over in the NFL this week, Baltimore was a winner. Houston was a winner. Miami was a winner. Carolina and New Orleans were both losses. And those were the two games I really liked. Probably more than any of the other ones was Carolina playing at home against Buffalo. I thought 7.5 was a good number. I felt like that they would play well. I didn't think Andy Dalton was a downgrade from Bryce Young. Matter of fact, sometimes I think it's an upgrade from Bryce Young, but apparently not. They got their doors blown off. New Orleans turned the ball over, I think, 4-5 times. So, who knows, you take the turnovers away from that game. That game may have ended a little bit differently. But there you go in the NFL. And guess what, guys? We know we got our dog of the week, Wake Forest against SMU, catching 4.5. Wake Forest at home playing SMU. I told you guys it was a tricky spot for the Mustangs. And here we are. They got Miami coming up this week. Went in, Wake Forest at home. That defense is stout, catching 4.5. Wake Forest gets the outright win on the year 7-2 on our dog of the week so far. Now we got the season totals 58.7% on the year, plus 106 units. So guys, let's keep that madman train rolling as we go through the season. We want to continue to take you to that window and cash some tickets. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into some of these Week 10 lines, look at some of these games we got going on this weekend. We got a couple pretty big plays, and we also got that dog of the week coming up later in the show. Make sure you smash that follow button. Check us out on all of our social media. We're going to take you to the window. We're going to cash some tickets. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back in, guys, as we finish talking a little bit about some of these coaches, where we think they end up. And also, keep this in mind, there could be some coaches that get plucked from the tree, as we know, from some of these other schools. So there may be other openings. For example, if Golish goes somewhere from South Florida, there's an opening. If Matt Rhule leaves Nebraska and takes a Penn State job, there's an opening at Nebraska. So this could snowball into a ton of open positions in college football. So that landscape should look a lot different by next year when we start looking at these coaches and who's coaching which teams. You know, we talked a little bit about Arkansas. James Franklin would be a good fit. That team down there, man, you could go down there and win 8 games a year and they'd be tickled to death. So that would be a good move. They're looking at Rhett Lashley as well from SMU. But I think it's going to come down to Bobby Petrino. And they'll probably reach out to James Franklin, and we'll see how that works out. Florida is another one. I think Lane Kiffin, you know, some of these guys give head fakes. Lane Kiffin, one of them, say, well, I'm not taking that job. I'm happy here. But we all know Lane Kiffin's done that before. So let's not rule out Lane Kiffin for the Florida job. But I'll be honest with you, I think the person who may take that job, who has definitely used programs as a stepping stone to move from one to another, and that's Drinkowitz out of Missouri. And he's done a hell of a job at Missouri, and I believe he could also do a good job at Florida. I really believe that he might be, I won't say the front runner, he's my prediction to be the next Florida head coach. Maybe I'm wrong. You let me know what you think. Shoot us over a comment. Let us know who you think might be Florida's next head coach. But I think he fits the style of play that Florida likes to see. Penn State, another big job open. John Summerall, Kurt Cignetti. Cignetti's name is off the table as he signed a huge contract with Indiana. I believe that the coach that's going to get that job is Matt Campbell out of Iowa State. I'm sorry. If you look at the job he's done at Iowa State, amazing with a team that has been a doormat of that Big Ten or Big 12 forever. Iowa State never had the talent or the pool to choose from as some of these other teams that they go up against. And they're always, always playing close. And that's a credit to Matt Campbell and his coaching staff. So I believe Matt Campbell could be that front runner for Penn State. Also, don't rule Matt Rhule out. I just think if they hire Matt Rhule, they're in the same position they were with James Franklin. They can't win the big game. So my prediction is Matt Campbell goes to Penn State. Oklahoma State, I really believe that Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator, that would be a good fit for Oklahoma State. I think he'd make them a hell of a head coach. And let's move over to Virginia Tech. I'm going to make my prediction. I know the list is long. I've got two names that I think that they should reach out to, and also think that one of them will be the head coach. Just my prediction. Again, let me know what you guys think in the comments. Penn State, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's list, Dan Mullen, James Franklin, Manny Diaz, Golich from South Florida, Jimbo Fisher, who's sitting getting paid right now from Texas A&M. He's got a really good agent. He's getting paid a bunch of money right now. I don't think that they're going to be able to get James Franklin. He does a hell of a job recruiting Virginia, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to get him based on what he's going to want and what they can afford to pay him. Two names come to mind that I really believe Virginia Tech should reach out to, and also think that one of these is going to be the coach. Alex Golish out of South Florida, man, he has done a hell of a job with South Florida, and I believe he could do the same thing at Virginia Tech. I think you could pay him a little less money than what you got to pay a lot of these other guys, which frees up money for transfers and NIL deals. The other one that I think they could reach out to, and I think with the right situation, maybe get him, and he's coached in the ACC before, and that is Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher could absolutely turn the program around, and you may be able to get away with paying him a lot less money, $4 million a year instead of $8 million a year, because he's still getting paid by Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher is also a hell of a recruiter, so I think he could go out into that 757 and start dragging those guys back into Tech like they did when Beamer was the coach back in the day. So my prediction is Alex Golish or Jimbo Fisher, one of the two, will be the next head coach at Virginia Tech. Again, my prediction. This is nothing I've heard. I have heard these names mentioned, but it's nothing that's been set in stone. This is just me reaching out or giving some of my predictions based on who I think would fit good and who I think Virginia Tech should get. If they don't make a big splash with the changes that the landscape of college football is going through right now over these next 4 or 5 years and these super conferences they keep talking about, if Tech does not make a big splash, they will get left behind. So they need to do it, and they need to do it right now. Enough about the college coaching carousel. Let's dig in. Let's cash some tickets this week as we dive into some plays for this weekend. And we're going to start this week with the NFL. Two or three plays I really like this week in the NFL. And we'll start out with Baltimore playing Chicago. Baltimore, decimated with injuries, got a bye week, been sitting at the house, relaxing, getting healthy. Gives you time to take a deep breath, look at what's happened so far in the season. Chicago, these guys are taking turnovers and turning them into touchdowns weekly, and this is what's helping them win these games. However, I'm not impressed with Chicago when it comes to man-on-man, football-on-football. Take away the turnovers, they're not impressive. Baltimore opens up as a 6.5-point favorite this Sunday, coming off the bye week, being healthy, getting better. I think that the Baltimore Ravens start the season over right there this weekend against the Chicago Bears. The luck runs out. Turnovers stop. This weekend, 3-unit play, Baltimore minus the 6.5 against the Chicago Bears this weekend. Next one on the board, guys, Atlanta, fresh off a loss to San Fran. Miami, fresh off a loss to Cleveland. A blowout loss at that. Looked awful. And I mean awful. Tua is not playing well at all. The defense is horrendous. You can run on them. You can throw on them. You can do about whatever you want to on them. Atlanta opens up as a 7.5-point favorite. I watched Atlanta the last couple weeks. They can really run the football. Robinson is a showstopper. He's the dude. However, Penix, in a Minnesota game, they should have lost that game. He threw what should have been Minnesota should have been a pick six. Dropped it. Nothing but green grass in front of him. That game would have been over. Atlanta would not have won that game. And then they lose last week to San Fran. Atlanta opens up as a 7.5-point favorite. I believe all of the bad news about Miami, and they keep talking about how terrible they are. Bet on bad news. Don't bet on good news. I'm taking Miami. This week, my play, Atlanta minus 7.5 versus Miami. 4-unit play. Take the Miami Dolphins at home, as bad as they are, to keep this game within the number and cover the spread. Take those Miami Dolphins and let's cash this ticket. Next one on the board, Carolina at home playing the Buffalo Bills. They're catching 7.5. Buffalo should be running roughshod over the NFL. Their defense is absolutely awful. I think you can do whatever you want to on them. Carolina away from home is not as good. We've seen that. At home, Bryce Young plays a whole lot better. The team itself plays a lot better. The defense plays a lot better. Buffalo coming to town, laying 7.5 on Bryce Young at Carolina. Not this week. I really like the Carolina Panthers. Sunday afternoon, take the Carolina Panthers plus the 7.5 as a 3-unit play against the Buffalo Bills. Guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about some college football. We got several plays to get to this week. And also, we got that Madman Dog of the Week this week. And I've looked long and hard, and I found us one I believe can win the game outright. So get ready when we get back in just a few minutes. Make sure you smash that follow button. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. All of our picks over there, our college, NFL, Madman Dog of the Week. Check us out on YouTube. Get over to Facebook, X, Instagram. Get over to our TikTok page. Hit that like and smash that follow button. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Another game on Saturday, guys. Utah minus 7.5 against Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's been getting a job done here lately. Cincinnati's 7-1. Utah 6-2. Utah's at home. This game is a late night out west. 10:15 p.m. on Saturday. Cincinnati goes on the road, catching that 7 against Utah. Again, like I said, Cincinnati's played well this year. Utah is number 24 in the country. Cincinnati number 17. Cincinnati playing for a spot to maybe jump into that playoff. Going out on the road. Whittingham has got Utah putting up some points, and their defense is legit. Guys, I really believe this is a tough spot for the Bearcats this weekend. Utah sitting at home at a late game all the way out west. Travel time, Cincinnati on the road. Guys, this is a tricky spot. Saturday evening, take the Utah Utes minus the 7 as a 3-unit play against the Cincinnati Bearcats Saturday night. Next one on the board, we've got Florida on the road playing against Georgia. Playing against Georgia. Florida's catching 7.5. Total sitting at 50.5. Florida's off a bye. They just fired their coach. They're catching 7.5. And they're playing Georgia, which is a huge rivalry game. Georgia very well could overlook this spot this weekend against Florida because they did fire their coach. Their record's not any good. Georgia sitting at 7-1, waiting to try to get into that SEC championship game. Guys, this is another, I believe, tricky spot this weekend. I love Florida this weekend, catching that 7.5. Saturday afternoon at 3:30, I believe, is the start time. Take those Florida Gators, chomp chomp, off the bye as they circle the wagons off firing their coach. And they keep this game close with the Georgia Bulldogs. 3-unit play, take the Florida Gators against the Georgia Bulldogs plus that 7.5. Next up, guys, New Mexico and UNLV. The game opened up UNLV minus 5.5. Total sits at 61.5. I really believe these two teams will light the scoreboard up this weekend. Afternoon game, I believe, at 3:30 on Saturday. UNLV and New Mexico. Guys, the total sits at 61.5. Three-unit play Saturday. Take the over in the UNLV-New Mexico game over that 61.5 Saturday afternoon. Next up, guys, UVA travels and plays California. UVA is minus 4.5 on the road. California has looked better as of late. I know they're not a great football team. Virginia has been playing real well this year. Guys, this weekend on Saturday, California catching 4.5, three-unit play. Take those Golden Bears of California against UVA as they keep this game close and possibly with a chance to pull the outright upset late in this football game. Next up, Western Michigan, Central Michigan. This line opened up as Western Michigan minus 6. Also, the total sitting at 40.5. Looks like it's going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe a defensive struggle. I don't know. It's the MAC. Crazy things happen in the MAC as we start some MACtion coming up next week. Central Michigan, Western Michigan, Saturday afternoon. Four-unit play. Take Central Michigan plus the 6 against Western Michigan as they get the rivalry going and they keep this game close. Take those Central Michigan plus the 6 against Western Michigan Saturday afternoon. Next up, I know I'm a glutton for punishment. Arkansas minus 4.5 against Mississippi State. And this is pure principle right here. Why is Arkansas favored against Mississippi State? I don't know. So it tells me someone's looked at something. Someone's seen something. Arkansas minus 4.5. Mississippi State total sits at 68.5. They obviously feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game. Two-unit play. Take those Razorbacks as Petrino finally gets his interim first win of the year as the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Two-unit play, take Arkansas against Mississippi State minus that 4.5 on Saturday. Next up, Wake Forest coming off a huge win. We gave it out last week. Wake Forest as our dog of the week against SMU, catching that 4.5. They got the outright win. That was a defensive battle. They beat on each other the whole game. Wake Forest now go on the road. They play Florida State. Florida State minus 7.5. Florida State coming off a bye. And I believe they're going to play to keep Norvell's job. Minus the 7.5. Saturday, two-unit play. Take Florida State minus the 7.5 against those Demon Deacons in a big-time letdown spot after a huge upset last week. Next up for us, the over 62.5, UAB, UConn. UAB's defense is terrible. UConn's defense is not much better. Both of these offenses can score, and they can score in bunches. The total sits at 62.5. I don't think there's a chance it stays under. Three-unit play, take the over in the UAB-UConn game over that 62.5 as they light the scoreboard up on Saturday. Next up, Maryland catching 21.5, playing Indiana. The Hoosiers, and guys, you know I love Kirk Cignetti. I love Indiana. I really think they've got a hell of a shot at winning the whole darn thing this year. Blowing people out, they're going to have some true tests coming up here in the next week or two. Indiana has got a big game next week. Guys, look for Indiana to get that lead, possibly pull their starters in this game against Maryland. Two-unit play, Saturday afternoon, take those Terps, the Maryland Terrapins, plus the 21.5 against Indiana as Indiana pulls that foot off the gas late in that third quarter, and Maryland scores a couple touchdowns late to keep that game close and keep it within the number of that 21. We're going to finish up in just a few minutes with some more college plays. Remember, guys, make sure you smash that follow button. Check us out on all of our social media. Get over to madmanclub.com. Get registered today. All of our college NFL plays and that Madman Dog of the Week every single week. We'll be back in just a... Hey, guys, welcome back in. Madman Betting Podcast, as we load up that Madman train, take you to the window to cash some tickets. Guys, next up on the board is North Texas and Navy. Navy is 7-0. North Texas is 7-1. Mesta Maker, guys, I mentioned him earlier in the season. Dude is a quarterback and absolutely can get the job done. He's thrown for 2,400 yards and 21 TDs. In seven games. Last week, he threw for 600 yards, I believe, and five TDs. Had a huge game last weekend. Navy, on the other hand, rushes the ball for 300 yards a game. If I'm not mistaken, leads the nation in rushing per game. They got a quarterback that's thrown for 1,000 yards, too, and seven TDs. So, Navy, they score a bunch of points. They're doing it on the ground. Again, like I said, they're averaging 300 yards on the ground. They put up 42, 32, 34, 21, and 42 in their last five ball games. North Texas, no different. 54, 55, 63, 36, and 45 in their last five ball games. Guys, this line opened up as North Texas as a 5.5-point favorite. The total sitting at 63.5. Forget about the game. This is one to get your popcorn ready. North Texas and Navy. This game is Saturday at noon. Guys, get ready for a barn burner. These two teams will light the scoreboard up. North Texas does have a little bit of weakness on the defense to the run. Navy is tough against the run. But has a weakness a little bit against the pass. This looks like an old-fashioned shootout. This may come down to the team that has the ball last, late in the game. Hammer the over. This weekend, 12 o'clock Saturday, North Texas and Navy take the over 63.5 as these two teams light the scoreboard up Saturday afternoon. A little bit more about college football, guys. How about Penn State? You fire James Franklin. This is one of those we've talked about, big game James forever. He's not there anymore. You got an interim coach. You've had a terrible time the last few weeks. You're fresh off a bye. You got Ohio State this weekend catching 20.5 against Ohio State. Is this the year that Penn State could pull that upset with an interim coach, a terrible season? All that talent, quarterback out for the year, Ohio State, and saying playing lights out right now. Penn State, Ohio State this weekend. Let's chat it up. Let me know what you think. Penn State, Ohio State. I've got my thoughts, but as I told you before, I'm off the Penn State train. I will not bet on the rest of the season. We'll see who they get as their next head coach. But this is an interesting matchup this weekend because I'm sure that Penn State, everybody on that team, everybody on that coaching staff would love nothing more than to pull this upset and beat Ohio State to keep them from getting into that playoff. If possible, they would love to pull this upset. So that is a very interesting game coming up this weekend. Guys, as we move forward, we want to jump over into the NFL. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do, guys, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Everything over there right now, college plays, all of our NFL plays, and that one that everybody loves, that Madman Dog of the Week, every single week over on our website. Also, make sure you smash that follow button. Check us out on all of our social media, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, X, Facebook. The podcast is over on the podcast platform. The full video is over on YouTube along with the reels. Get over to TikTok and smash that follow button and get those likes up. Guys, as we move forward, we want to take you to the window and continue to cash tickets. Again, we are plus 106 units through 9 weeks of college football and 8 weeks of NFL. We hope to continue to take that train to the station, cash those tickets every single week. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. All of our plays will be there. We do add some extra plays on the website that we may not get on our social media that may pop up late that we like. So guys, we're giving them all away right now for no charge. So get over there and get registered today. And again, smash that follow button. Guys, it is time once again for that Madman Dog of the Week. And I really like this play. I think this one is a good one. We're looking at possibly a coach who could be taking some phone calls, maybe looking ahead, maybe getting ready to jump ship. Who knows? He may not jump ship. He may not leave. But it's a possibility. This is a good game. 3 o'clock. It's a divisional game, which makes it even more interesting. These two teams can both score. There's a high total in this game, which makes me feel like there's going to be a ton of points. The offenses, UNLV's offense, the quarterback's thrown for 1,600 yards and 12 TDs. New Mexico, 1,600 yards, 9 TDs. Both of them have got a pretty good running game. They both put some points up on the board. New Mexico, they're putting up in the 30s. UNLV's putting up in the 40s and 50s. Last five ball games, UNLV lost to Boise State 56-31 last weekend. Before that, they run off 4 in a row. Air Force, Wyoming, Miami of Ohio, and UCLA putting up 51, 31, 41, and 30. New Mexico, fresh off a win against Utah State last week, 33-14. Nevada, 24-22. Lost to Boise State, 41-25. There's a good key opponent to look at. Lost to San Jose State. Beat New Mexico State, 38-20. And I apologize, UNLV is actually off a bye this week. They lost on 10-18. They lost to Boise, 56-31. I believe that New Mexico State is a pretty good football team. Probably not as good as UNLV. Dan Mullen's done a hell of a job. UNLV sitting at 6-1. New Mexico sitting at 5-3. But New Mexico has played better ball of late. This is a divisional game. And the one key element that I keep thinking about is how many phone calls has Dan Mullen taken from coaching vacancies across the country with Florida, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State being open, UAB being open, Penn State being open, now LSU being open. Guys, I know he's taking phone calls, and it's got to be a little bit of a distraction. I think this game is close. UNLV opened up as a 5.5-point favorite to total sitting. I said 63. 62.5. I think they'll like the scoreboard up. I love the over in this game. Madman Club, Dog of the Week this week. Take New Mexico. Take those Lobos plus the 5.5, 5-unit play as they keep this game close. And don't be surprised if New Mexico keeps it close enough to pull that outright upset late in this ball game as we get started at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Once again, guys, Madman Club Dog of the Week, New Mexico Lobos plus the 5.5 against the UNLV Running Rebels this weekend. Lock that play in. It's a 5-unit play. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about a little bit of NFL. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the Madman Betting Podcast. We're going to dive into a little bit of NFL. We got a few games we like pretty good. We want to look a little closer at maybe some of these lines and how some things have changed with the betting. Also, we're going to go over a couple things to get started. NFL wise, we haven't went over this before, so we'll touch base a little bit because it is getting close where people start positioning themselves in these divisions and conferences. So a real quick look, AFC East, New England, how about those Patriots? Drake May getting the job done, in contention for player of the year if he continues to play the way he's playing. New England sitting at 6-2. So they're leading the division. Buffalo right behind them at 5-2. Miami's pretty much out. The Jets are definitely out. Miami's sitting at 2-6. Come off that big win last week against Atlanta. The Jets get their first win last week against Cincinnati. AFC North, Pittsburgh. My guys are hanging in there. As much as this whole division continues just to lose to people, it seems like when Pittsburgh loses, everybody else does. And when Pittsburgh wins, everybody else does. So they're hanging in there 4-3, leading the division. Cincinnati right behind them at 3-5. Baltimore 2-5. And Cleveland 2-5. So there's a shot for Cleveland. You're saying there's a chance, right? So Cleveland sitting at 2-5. Baltimore's got the quarterback coming back. Lamar will be back this week. After a head fake last week from Jim Harbaugh about him being a full participant and ready to play, and they yanked him after Friday's practice. For those of us who had Baltimore, glad they pulled that win out. But that line made some huge changes through the week. And I tell you what, I was pretty upset with the head fake that Baltimore gave us on the injury report. Not a good move by Baltimore, and I look for them to get fined over that, even though they're going to throw their hands up and say, we didn't do anything wrong. You did something wrong for sure. So Pittsburgh's leading that division. AFC South, Indianapolis appears to be running away with it. Danny Dimes playing ball. And I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't think he was as good as what he's showing to be in Indianapolis. And I know they've got a great coaching staff. So anytime you get put in a system with a good coaching staff, that system fits your play, it does make you look better. And that magnifies things, especially when you're in a division where you can definitely win most of those games. And also with the fact of having a coaching staff to put you in a position where you don't, where you're not able to make as many mistakes. So Indianapolis sitting at 7-1. Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence 4-3 in second place. Houston looks like they've found a little bit of spark in that offense, which was struggling. Defense is really, really good, but the offense has struggled. They found it last week and come up with a win. They're sitting at 3-4. Still got a chance. They just got to keep winning some games. Poor old Tennessee, 1-7. Guys, I don't know if they'll win another game the rest of the year. Coach is gone. Got an interim coach in there. Nothing's changed. They just continue to get blown out. Hopefully they'll get them the right coach and pick up some pieces for the offense before Cam Ward gets decapitated playing quarterback. So hopefully they'll get him some help next year. AFC West, the Denver Broncos sitting in first place. Los Angeles Chargers at 5-3, second place. Denver sitting at 6-2. Kansas City 5-3. Look out, everybody. Here comes Kansas City. And I hate to say it, I'm not a Kansas City fan. Don't like them. Wish they would be at the bottom of this division. Unfortunately, they are starting to play ball. Fresh off that win against Washington in a blowout, 28-21. They're looking the part again all of a sudden. Got some pieces back. It looks like they're healthy. But again, Denver sitting in first, Los Angeles Chargers, Kansas City, Las Vegas, which was my sleeper. And I hate this because Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll having Geno Smith, and it's been a train wreck so far. They're sitting at 2-5, and a very disappointing season after all the pieces they added in the offseason. You would have thought Las Vegas would have showed up a little better in some of these games, especially when you won week one against New England, and it's just been a debacle ever since. Over to the NFC, NFC East, Philadelphia sitting in first place at 6-2. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-4, and if they could find a way not to give up 45 points every time they hit the field, their offense can score with anybody. Dallas could make a run, but I'm telling you, this defense is awful. Every time they play, it seems like they give up a ton of points. However, they are sitting in second place. I think I had them as my sleeper. They still got a shot. If they could somehow pick up a piece or two for that defense, that would really help their cause as we move later into the season. Washington Commanders at 3-5. This has been a derailment of the Washington Commanders, losing your quarterback. A lot of things have went wrong for them. Jackson Dart and the New York Giants sitting at 2-6. Been competitive. Scadaboo goes down with an ankle injury. I think he had surgery, so he's out. Don't look for the Giants to do much the rest of the season without a running game. I know they got Singletary, but that's not going to help them. And it's not going to help Jackson Dart to stay upright. So I don't look for New York to do much the rest of the season. NFC North, the Green Bay Packers sitting in first place at 5-1-1. Detroit right behind them at 5-2, half game out. Chicago sitting at 4-3. Minnesota sitting at 3-4. This is a division that could easily flip-flop from the bottom two to the top two. It wouldn't take but a couple games to make that happen. Real close division, 5-1, 5-2, 4-3, and 3-4. So this could really end up going Chicago's way or Minnesota's way. It looks like Green Bay's found something. They're playing real good ball right now. Detroit's Detroit. They're going to continue to do the things they do, score the points they score, and in most cases, they're going to win the football game. So interesting division in the NFC North. NFC South, Tampa Bay. I love Baker Mayfield, and I hope a lot of people do. He's a gamer. He's a winner. All he wants to do is find a way to win, and he has done it as they continue to have injuries at wide receivers and the next man up, and they continue to find a way to win, coming off a win last week against New Orleans. But they are sitting at 6-2, so leading the division. And right there behind them, my sleeper, I gave out Carolina over 4.5 win total early, back in July. I said, take those Panthers over that win total of 4.5. They are 4-4 and sitting in second place in the NFC South. Now, I know they've got some injuries, and I know they've looked bad at times. But there are some times where they've looked good, and the defense has actually showed up. So there's a chance they could keep it close. I don't think they'll win the division. I think Tampa Bay will run away with it. But Carolina could end up having a 6 or 7 win season, end up in second place maybe in that NFC South. Atlanta sitting at 3-4. Another debacle. Penix was not the answer, apparently. They went to Cousins. Penix is hurt. They'll probably bring him back as soon as he gets healed up. But me watching him play, he will make some really good plays, and then he throws the ball right to a defender. Luckily, one of the games I was watching, I believe Minnesota, dropped the football, which would have been a pick six, which would have ended the game. He's just not making good decisions right now, and I definitely don't think Kirk Cousins is the answer. New Orleans sitting at 1-7. Kellen Moore's first year, Spencer Rattler getting the start. I think they'll figure it out. I don't think it's going to be this year, and I said that earlier in the season. I think back in July that I didn't think that New Orleans would win many games because it does take time to create an offense, build an offense, build your team with your players, and I think they'll do that. Kellen Moore's a smart coach, and I think he'll get it figured out. as we move into next year. NFC West, probably the closest division or one of the closest divisions right now. Anybody could win this thing, even Arizona, who is sitting at 2-5, but Seattle, first place at 5-2, Los Angeles Rams, 5-2, the San Francisco 49ers, another team with a ton of injuries, finding a way to win week after week after week. They did lose last week to Houston. However, they continue to find a way to win. 5-2, 5-2, San Fran's 5-3. Arizona sitting at 2-5, but a couple, two or three game win streak for Arizona could put them back in the hunt for that division as well. So, guys, it's going to be an interesting back half of the season as we get into week 9 of the NFL. Looking forward to it. Who knows who's going to win these divisions? A lot of these divisions are still up for grab. No one's secured anything yet. The only team that looks like they may run away is the Indianapolis Colts, and they are running roughshod over everybody right now. But everybody can stub their toe. As the madman always says, you don't have to be the better team. You just have to be the better team that day. So we do know that they could stub their toe as we move forward. Here we go, guys. Let's get into a couple of these plays this week. New England, Atlanta. New England has opened up as a 4.5-point favorite this week. New England is at home, 2.5. That line has moved just a tiny bit. New England playing Atlanta. Atlanta's got a lot of concerns with injuries and a quarterback position. New England's back at home hosting Atlanta, fresh off that loss to the Miami Dolphins, where Miami actually come out and played ball and beat Atlanta last week. So, guys, this game right here, New England and Atlanta, I love me some Drake May. I think they'll continue to win and keep their shot available to win that AFC East. Three-unit play Sunday. Take the New England Patriots minus the 2.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Lock this in as one of the madman plays. Let's get to the window and let's cash this ticket. Next up, Pittsburgh hosting those Indianapolis Colts that I told you was running roughshod over everybody. Pittsburgh at home, coming off that loss to Green Bay. Indianapolis coming off a blowout win against Tennessee on the road. Pittsburgh's the host. Indianapolis is favored by 3.5. Mike Tomlin as a dog, and I know the other night was not good. They ended up losing that game by 10 against Green Bay. More times than not, Mike Tomlin as a dog, and those Pittsburgh Steelers at home are going to cover. Sunday afternoon, two-unit play, take the Pittsburgh Steelers plus the 3.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. And don't be surprised if Pittsburgh is not that stubbing the toe for the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. Pittsburgh at home as a dog, coming off a loss, normally is the play. Take those Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5 against the Indianapolis Colts, and don't be surprised if they don't pull the outright upset against the Colts this weekend. In that game, the over sitting at, let's go back and re-look at what this total is sitting at in this Pittsburgh game. As of right now, the total's 49.5, Pittsburgh-Indianapolis. I think Aaron Rodgers and Danny Dimes are going to light it up. Like I said, I believe Pittsburgh keeps the game close. I think it's a high-scoring affair. I think Pittsburgh pulls the outright upset. Take that 3.5. But the next play on the board is take that over 49.5. Pittsburgh-Indianapolis on Sunday. Three-unit play over 49.5. Pittsburgh Steelers-Indianapolis Colts Sunday afternoon. And here we go, guys. It's another time for Buffalo and Kansas City. We've seen how some of these games have turned out. Kansas City and Buffalo. This game is at 4:25 on Sunday. It is in Buffalo. Buffalo is a Buffalo's catching 1.5 points as of right now. We're going to relook at this line and make sure where we're sitting at. Kansas City Buffalo, this line opened up at 1.5. It has stayed 1.5. I have seen some ones pop as the line continues to move. Buffalo at home. Buffalo's not looked great here lately. The defense has looked awful. They did blow out Carolina last week. Kansas City coming off that win against the Washington Commanders, looking better every single week. Kansas City looks the part after those early losses in the season. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes playing ball. Again, I hate to say it because I'm not a Kansas City fan, and I wish they'd lose every game all year long. However, you got to give kudos to Kansas City and Andy Reid. They're getting the job done right now. Buffalo's run defense has been awful. Buffalo's not playing good ball. But I think going back home, hosting Kansas City, I think they'll get up for this game more than anything else the rest of the season, just because of who it is and just because of the way these games have played out in the past. I think Buffalo will be more focused than they've ever been this weekend. Four-unit play this weekend. Let's take this play to the window. Let's cash this ticket. Take those Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen as they beat Kansas City this weekend outright. Patrick Mahomes does not get it done. Buffalo Bills plus 1.5. Four-unit play Sunday afternoon at 4:25. Let's cash this ticket. Guys, that is every one of our plays in the NFL for this week. We've went over our college, went over our NFL, our dog of the week. So guys, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Check out all of our plays. We may add some plays if some things pop up that we like. Before the weekend, we'll stick them on the website. Check us out on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, X, and get over to TikTok. Make sure you smash that follow button. Hit that like button. Give us a 5-star review over on our podcast channel. Make sure you get over to YouTube if you want to watch the video, our full video. And guys, we always say we don't cut anything. Everything is exactly the way we record it. We do add a couple little pieces here and there, like some music and things, but it's uncut. It's the full video, uncut Madman Podcast every single week. All of our plays every single week. And guys, make sure you get over to YouTube and check those reels out as well if you want to do that. Guys, again, thank you for listening. We appreciate all the followers. We appreciate all the comments and the feedback. Let us know what you would like to talk about from time to time. If there's a game you want us to give our opinion on, we'll be glad to do so. Just reach out. Let us know what game you're looking at early in the week. We'll do our research. We'll see what we think about that game and possibly give you a play on that game. And we'll send you back a message and let you know who we like. But for today, guys, that is a wrap. Continue to bet smart and bet like a madman.